You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined for going on 8 years now by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is going to be an interesting conversation, unique idea.
It is a very interesting concept. And, you know, we're always looking to do something a little different with the show. So this will be a very fun interview for our listeners.
I agree. In fact, let's just get right to it. We're joined this morning by John Whatley. He is the president of Dreamhouse Co-Living. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, it's good to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us. Now you're awfully busy, so grateful for you to swing by. So, gosh, before we get into the meat of it, John, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us the big idea of what Dreamhouse Co-Living is all about.
Sure. So, I'm originally from Decatur, Georgia. Ended up going to Morehouse College for my undergrad. After Morehouse, I entered the startup room, working on a startup called Knowledge Share, which soon became an internship with Millennial Properties as startups kind of phase out of it after a while. While there, this real estate firm was looking to kind of innovate how millennials deal with funding or deal with properties in general, and I guess kind of reintroducing them into properties as a whole. We were located in Atlantic Tech Village, and there you have a lot of coders that will buy sleeping bags, sleep on the floor, you know, just code all night. And originally I thought, why not just rent them out sleeping cots? That way they wouldn't have to sleep on the floor. They have at least a bed. My manager at the time told me, it'd probably make more sense to just get an apartment and rent it out to them that way, which is kind of what started Dreamhouse in our first phase. After that, I moved to the UK and went to grad school there, saw a terrible housing, you know, crisis in a way, not so much a crisis for them, but a crisis for us here.
Yep.
I guess their renting schedule is a bit different than ours directly. They don't mind having seven roommates sharing two bathrooms, and that's way out of the way for us.
Yes.
So that pushed me deeper into it. Moved to Berlin, same thing, put deeper into like just finding housing from a reliable source. Came back home and I was positive this is what I wanted to do. And from that, I just started working with landlords to rent out spaces. I guess what Dreamhouse does typically is we look for houses before. Now we're doing a bit more buildings, but houses that we can do fully furnished, all-inclusive building. So everything from your water, your electricity, your Wi-Fi is included in that building cycle, as well as a bit of technology, push-to-order type of deal. In terms of connecting your, I guess, appliances to your Bluetooths, connecting your appliances in the house in general, in terms of smart tech, we're reaching more and more towards that now. But also in terms of getting to community and working people that way.
Mm-hmm.
Building out that is a concept as well. Our whole idea is making the world a home, and that's just through spaces and community.
So how many partners are your, do you call your partners the people who bring you the homes that you're leasing? So, you know, how many homes are you all renting or leasing now?
And so before we had about five that we were renting and leasing out, that was just in the Atlanta area directly. Now we're moving away from that a bit and we're working with developers based out of New Orleans, Houston, here in Atlanta as well to build up a pipeline of just, I guess, buildings that could be retrofitted to offer 50 to 100 units in terms of co-living and co-working space.
Wow.
So I just want to clarify. So if I'm a millennial and I'm, say I'm in the startup world myself, or I'm early in my career and I'm not prepared yet to actually buy the full big McMansion up in the burbs, right? I don't want to be in a cot or sleeping bag on the floor of my office either. I want a home. So do I go to an app and do I see what's available and buy it that way? I mean, how does it work for the user?
So for right now, we're working with our platform, staydreamhouse.com, that's just our website.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our orders come through that.
Okay.
And we get in touch with, when we have rooms available, we get in touch with them through this platform. What we're reaching for in the future is setting up an online app dash platform.
Got it.
So it makes renting a bit easier. A monthly building, so you have to really think about it. Just forget about the rent altogether, forgetting about the building cycles altogether, and just live a bit. Originally, we were looking to do more of a co-living, co-working, I guess, combined offer.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're looking to do now is a bit more separate, where we're have two separate brands, but still be able to offer that consistency.
So you talked a little bit about other cities, you know, how does the concept roll out in other cities and what does that look like?
So we're actually working to, I guess, service some more niche markets there. So in New Orleans, for instance, it's a boutique hotel that we're looking at right now, but in other parts of the Louisiana, I guess, area, it's becoming more like wildlife resort, co-living spaces, dash retirement homes. and veteran homes in different cities. We're also looking a bit at student housing, but that's maybe a third tier for us.
Mm-hmm. And so sounds like this is almost a make application or fill out a form online and hit submit, and then all of a sudden it's all taken care of. You don't have to worry. I mean, do you have leases? Do you have, I mean, is it set your own calendar? I mean, are these your traditional 12-month leases? Or if I want to stay 3 weeks, I can. Or if I want to stay 3 years, I can. I mean, how does that, I'm just curious how that works.
So we're actually working up to that for right now. We're at the moment offering 6, 9, 12-month leases, mm-hmm. and we're working up to get to month-to-month dash, as you said, every 3 weeks, if mm-hmm. you want to do that day to day, as you wish.
There was a time in my career when I would have really benefited mm-hmm. from that.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who benefit from this.
Yeah.
You know, even if you think about, you know, maybe the lease on the apartment you're in is running out and you know you don't want to stay there, but you haven't found where you want to go yet. If you can go stay somewhere for 3 or 6 weeks, you know, or 3 or 6 months while you keep looking, and you know, maybe that becomes permanent with, you know, Dreamhouse co-living, but maybe you find, you know, the perfect house or the perfect apartment while you're looking.
Or maybe you want to go up to some city and just do a 3-month internship. And so you mm-hmm. don't want to commit long term. So this gives you potentially a lot shorter and much more agile mm-hmm. way to have, you're not going to be in a hotel or in a sleeping bag on the floor of your internship. I mean, that's intriguing. Now, co-living, to me, I naturally think about, I have to have a roommate. Am I reading that correctly? Or can you have your own place? Walk us through that.
So what we're working on now for certain of our markets is allowing people to have their own micro unit, which would include a in-suite kitchen and in-suite bathroom. The rest of the spaces outside of your micro unit, which also would include a living room, I should mention well. You would have to share more like a, I hate to say college dormitory, because it's kind of a no-no in the industry.
That's a concept we all understand. So you probably have shared common areas.
Yes.
So you mentioned like college dorms. Yeah, that makes sense to me. So you have shared living space, common areas, but you do have a private space, like a bedroom, a little mini kitchen. All right, that would have been so appealing to me in my 20s. Mm-hmm. That would have been perfect.
Yeah. So what's the feedback been so far from, you know, people who are leasing their spaces or from people who are renting them?
So originally we thought, starting out, that we would only see interest from, I guess, young professionals, mm-hmm. the E-generation type of people, you know, fresh out of college grads, all that. What we're seeing more and more is that the elderly are quite interested in living in something like this. People who are veterans, they're mm-hmm. quite interested as well. They look for living stipends a bit more than what we traditionally would mm-hmm. give out. But I guess as the data comes in, we're looking to give out more. We're looking to kind of move our model a bit to fit those two markets. Besides that, we're seeing a big opportunity in Southeast Asia in terms of like just Indians mm-hmm. and how, I guess, their market is kind of developing now and just the gap that's there. So we've worked with a few firms based out of Southeast Asia to try to get into Hong Kong and India. And that's still an ongoing process that we've been about 6 months now in the process of, but we're hoping to lock something down. We're working with them now actually to develop a program in Houston for retirement communities, sir.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington, and I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy efficient homes, guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
Carol, methinks that if we have John on the show in a couple of years' time, this is going to look a lot different as they continue to learn and see what, you know, with the model, how that unfolds and what the market's looking for. I mean, it's intriguing. Yeah, I'm quick to assume this is for the millennial, but it isn't necessarily for that. I can appreciate, as I'm become an old fart myself, the value of having flexibility and being agile with this as I maybe want to travel.
Right.
So it's interesting. How is it different than Airbnb?
So we can offer a bit more consistency in terms of, I guess, what your living standards are. I've had more than a few horror stories for Airbnb in terms of just, you know, seeing something offered online that when you get there, something totally different or just inconsistency in terms of the communication with your landlord itself. We kind of take out that middleman. The same way Airbnb does. You don't need a concierge service for Airbnb. Though you kind of do want one. With us, you can get a concierge service and a constant rent and kind of no worry monthly bill in the same way with Airbnb, but also mm-hmm. that consistency component.
And more and more long-term feel with this too.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Right. It's more like a service apartment that you may find for a consultancy firm of some sort.
Well, yeah. And you look at the Airbnb rates that, you know, they're usually a little bit higher. I mean, I know I recently looked at Airbnb and I was like, wow, it's like, you know, $400 a night or something. Yeah. So, you know, most people aren't going to pay that for 30 days or for 2 weeks or whatever. Right. So I think it just depends. I mean, I've also seen Airbnbs as low as $45, which is, you know, great if you can, you know, convert that for 30 days compared to rent. So, you know, this is a nice option that probably falls more toward what a regular rent price would be versus.
So in closing, I kind of joked with Carol that things will look different in a couple of years' time, but what's happened in balance of 2019 or going on in early 2020? What should we look forward to?
So outside of some of our developments, we're in the early phases of working on. One of such is the Dew Drop Inn based out of New Orleans. It's a historical Chitlin Circuit hotel that we're redeveloping and kind of bringing back to life there. Looking at a few more projects similar to this. Houston, we're doing a veteran community, about 75 units there, co-working space and retail space in that same location. Besides that, we're looking at offering a equity firm portion of our community.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
So, because we have a lot of startups that look to live with us, but they have trouble raising or they may not have, they may not be in that certain stage they need yet. But we have also have a wider community that loves new ideas. So we figured, why not offer a chance through like a dream venture portal for people to invest in these startups that also are like your neighbors. That way you own everything that you kind of work with, I suppose.
Well, when I used to live here, I spent a lot of time at the Atlanta Tech Village. So that's a good target market. Mm-hmm. And there's more and more of those kinds of co-working properties out there, you know. I mean, so I can see where this sort of a housing solution could be really appealing to that kind of a mobile market. So very, very intriguing stuff. All right. Well, John, about out of time. So before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you to learn more and certainly find out more about Dreamhouse Co-Living, where do they go?
So I keep it very simple for everyone. StayDreamhouse.com. And StayDreamhouse is all of our, tags for anything you're looking to do. And
so Facebook, got it.
Everything else.
Okay. John Whatley, the president of Dreamhouse Co-Living. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and good luck with this.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.